he was in favor of squatter sovereignty, that is, allowing the people of each territory to have slavery or not as they chose. The Whig candidate was General Taylor, the victor of Buena Vista. The Whigs put forth no statement of principles. The third candidate was Martin Van Buren, already once president. Although a Democrat, he did not favor the extension of slavery. He was nominated by Democrats who did not believe in squatter sovereignty, and by a new party which called itself the Free Soil Party. The Abolitionists, or Liberty Party, also nominated a candidate, but he withdrew in favor of Van Buren. The Whigs had nominated Millard Fillmore of New York for vice president. He attracted to the Whig ticket a good many votes in New York. Van Buren also drew a good many votes from the Democrats. In this way, New York was carried for Taylor and Fillmore. This decided the election, and the Whig candidates were chosen. 342. California. Before the Treaty of Peace with Mexico was ratified, even before it was signed, gold was discovered in California. Reports of the discovery soon reached the towns on the western seacoast. At once, men left whatever they were doing and hastened to the hills to dig for gold. Months later, rumors of this discovery began to reach the eastern part of the United States.